so good to me. I just cannot keep still when I think of all it done for me. That worship take over, let your hands go up in the air. His presence is here now, Lord, come feel the atmosphere. You're the reason, you're the reason why I rise in the morning. Oh, oh, oh. You're the reason, you're the reason why I smile when I could have been balling. Oh, oh, oh. See, I don't know. Nothing gonna stop my praise. I don't know. Nothing gonna stop my praise. Let praises arise.
Soul and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
Bad news. It wasn't just bad, but it was devastating. A beloved couple, well known in the community, had died. They passed away in a tragic house fire. They had been married for almost 54 years and were the consummate couple, loving, kind, compassionate, spirit-filled, who demonstrated their love for God in everything they did, giving wise counsel, praying for those in need, attending funerals, and offering support to those who were grieving. They were generous with their time and shared love wherever they went. Their legacy will live on, but the heaviness of their loss will be felt by many for years to come. On top of the devastating news of this couple's tragic death, more bad news prevailed. When word was spread that a friend's mother who was recently diagnosed with cancer had to be rushed to the hospital after a medical setback. Then there was more news. A young child who was going through an experimental procedure to cure her chronic illness remained in the hospital, fighting through this arduous process. Then more discouraging news. When a friend with COVID that we've been praying for and hoping would be discharged from the hospital remained with the same prognosis, having spent more than 50 days hospitalized. And then there was more news, as my own mother, who has been diagnosed with terminal cancer, is hospitalized in another country, far away, battling this disease that has claimed so many lives. The bad news keeps on piling up. Fears seem to spike as concerns about the Delta variant grow, as the overwhelming trauma from COVID-19 continues to linger. It seems that everywhere you turn, there is bad news. So you may ask yourself, is there good news anywhere? I remember a few years back, I got some bad news, and I was really sad. But then a friend shared some good news with me, and I began to feel much better. Well, in spite of the difficult times that many of us are facing, I am pleased to share that there is good news. There is something that we all can look forward to. The Bible says in Revelation 21:4, God will wipe every tear from their eyes. No one will die. No one will ever cry or be sad for any reason. No one will have trouble. The old things are gone. Now this is some really good news. This promise is something to be excited about, and it also gives us something to look forward to. There's an old gospel song by the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir where they sing about this good news. The lyrics go like this. I've got a home up into that kingdom. Yeah, yeah. I've got a home up into that kingdom. Yeah, yeah. Lay down this world. Shoulder up my cross. Take me home to my Jesus. Ain't that good news? I'm so glad that God has promised us good news. As you look around you, don't ever forget that no one can take away from you the hope that God has placed within you. Take the time to share this good news with others. Tell them about the love of God and His promise for a day where there'll be no more tears and sadness. And as I reflect on the bad news of this couple who died tragically in a fire, I quickly switch gears and I focus on the good news of Jesus' soon return. So when the bad news rolls in, and it will, be sure to also share the good news about heaven, about the Bible, about salvation, and the depth of God's love and His sacrifice. Your life is a symbol of God's good news. So always do your best to live a life that spreads the good news of God's love. I'm Cheryl Chavers with Chaversian Services, helping you to maximize your potential for success and freedom.
Thank you. Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Le Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD Bank, invites you to their 35th anniversary this summer. Discover the outdoor festival from July 13th to the 18th. For 6 days, share special moments with the artists, intimate concerts, workshops and demonstrations free or by appointment, and witness the breathtaking projections happening every evening. In partnership with Quartier du Spectacle, Metro Celara. Check out the full program at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Yeah. Spirit presents Hot Off the Press, a quick look at Kingdom news you can use.
Keeping it real.
Here's Brother Chris.
Yes, it's now 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Feasting on faith-based music this Sunday morning, featuring the Soweto Gospel Choir with Amazing Grace. And in today's edition of Hot Off the Press, the curtain's getting ready to rise on the big stage. The award goes to, and the Queen of Soul once again enters the stage. But first, the big stage this week. The Quebec government announced it's getting ready to lift the ban on big ticket concerts on stages like the Bell Centre. Quebec will be the first province in Canada to experiment with a big time concert set for September. So folks, cross your fingers and whisper a prayer for a positive outcome. Next on the agenda is the 36th Annual Stellar Gospel Music Awards, set to appear on the BET Network next Sunday, August the 1st. The Black Tie Affair, which celebrates and awards the best in gospel music, will feature performances by Jonathan McReynolds, Mally Music, Kiara Sheard, Avery Sunshine, Tamla Man, and Yolanda Adams, just to mention a few. The Greatest Night in Gospel Music gets underway next Sunday on BET. Now, it's been almost 3 years since the passing of Aretha Franklin, and for those still mourning, you can now pay your respect. It's the title of the movie dedicated to the Queen of Soul, and it's coming exclusively to theaters on August the 13th. Respect stars celebrity heavyweights like Jennifer Hudson, Forest Whitaker, and Mary J. Blige. The cinematic tale follows the rise of Aretha Franklin's career from a child singing in her father's church choir to her international superstar. And mark your calendars, folks, August the 13th. And finally, had to get this in. This past week, the Milwaukee Bucks won its first NBA championship in 50 years. The superstar of the team is a Greek of African descent. His name is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's also a devout Greek Orthodox Christian who was baptized and grew up attending Sunday school as a child in a Greek Orthodox church in Athens, Greece. In a blog post, Giannis posted the Bible scripture taken from 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." For those who've been following the Greek Freak, you can't help but to admire and adore this humble professional athlete, now considered among the best in NBA players in our generation. And that wraps up today's Hot Off the Press. We quickly go to Montreal's very own Roger Moore Hodge with Yahweh on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yahweh's the same today, yesterday, forever. Call upon his name, run to his strong tower. The God who calls me friend, he's the Alpha and Omega. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, God of all creation. Yahweh, author of salvation. Yahweh, I bow before you, you are holy. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Savior sacrificed his life so we can be together in heaven above, where he shall reign forever. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, the God of all creation.
The beginning and the end. I praise and I lift you up, Lord. Be exalted on high, O God. You are holy. You are holy. And your name is holy, Father.
Yeah.
is.
Life is taking everything that I have just to survive.
Can I testify?
I got $25 in my pocket, and I think another 10 in my glove compartment. I'm trying so bad not to cry, but it's hard to stop it. But you say I'll love, I need you, promise you got it. So I'm gonna be okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna be okay.
Sing. Dark right now, but I still see the light. Come on.
Why do we hate one another?
Yeah.
When love is the most beautiful color, it takes away the pain.
I hope somebody's listening.
And makes everything okay.
You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM, 29 minutes to 9. And that was, of course, Kirk Franklin with OK. And in our final hour right now, the song of the day will definitely deliver and delight. It's coming from a 5-time Grammy nominee. Who do you think I'm talking about, DC?
5-time Grammy nominee. Are we talking about Tamela Mann? No?
Nah. I'll give you another hint. He's been to Montreal twice.
James Hall? Donald Lawrence? Donnie McClurkin? Fred Ammon?
Okay, this is getting embarrassing,
yes.
So I'm going to cut it short.
It's kind of vague, Bone.
I'll give you one last hint. He's based in South Carolina and co-pastors a church with his wife.
Todd Delaney.
Close, but no cigar.
Travis Green.
There you go.
Yay. You okay, Travis?
Yes, I am. He will be our song of the day. But right now, here is Todd Delaney. Come a little closer.
Let's go for it. Come on.
Come a little closer so we can be
just want to be where the Father is. Oh, oh. Shift this atmosphere with your praise.
Soul and Spirit presents our song of the day.
It's a never-ending love. needed help. Out of nowhere, you came running. Now I'm running out today.
Water from the jar.
Water from the well.
Out of your.
Out of your.
It won't stop. It's a never-ending love.
You keep pouring out like water. You keep pouring out like water.
Bring back.
Here we go.
And now. Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
It's now 8:42 in the a.m. We're getting ready to get up out of here. You just heard the song of the day with Travis Green singing Oil and Water. Brand spanking new. Incidentally, water. Chris, you sounded like you could have used some water not too long ago. You together now? You bet you good. All right. Praise the Lord. I thought we lost you. All right. So this is my pick of the week. Don't get mad. I recently saw the trailer for an upcoming movie to be released on August the 13th. It's about a racist woman who makes her personal mission to displace the black family, the new black family on the block that just moved into the neighborhood. And guess what it's called, Chris? It's called Karen. The black folks are not letting down, though. They're not going without a fight. Now, the title obviously is a spin on the title given to a demographic of women in the lighter persuasion between divorce and menopause, whose sole purpose seems to be to antagonize younger people or people of color. It's directed by Coke Daniels, and it stars Taryn Manning from Orange is the New Black. Also, she played in Hustle and Flow and a couple of other movies. It's also drawing comparisons to Jordan Peele's Oscar-nominated 2017 hit movie Get Out. I can't even lie. I can't wait for it to come out. I really, really want to check this movie out, especially with all of the smoke the whole Karen phenomenon has caused over the past few years. It starts again. It's going to be released, I believe, through BET, but I'll have more info for you on that as the weeks come. But it's set to be released on August 13th on Flixville USA, and that's my pick of the week.
All right, DC, thank you for that life-affirming pick of the week. I'm being sarcastic, of course.
Yes, of course. Don't choke it.
Well, my pick of the week goes to a Canadian artist who has put in the work and is now experiencing crazy, crazy attention for his voice, his worship, and his artistry. I'm talking about Ottawa native, an original member of Campus Rush, and now a lead vocalist on the Billboard chart-topping album called Tribal One, featuring Tribal and Maverick City Music. His name is Ryan O'Fay. He is a Ghanaian-Canadian. His song is Still Holy. The track is called Still Holy, and it's getting a boatload of attention by streams, spins, and downloads. Keep your eye on the dedicated worshiper from the nation's capital who goes big in ministry and on social media. He's definitely one to watch in the weeks to come, and that's my pick of the week.
And what is his name?
Ryan O'Fay.
Thank you.
Ryan O'Fay. Here he is, along with Naomi Rain on the track Still Holy, featuring Maverick City Music on CKUT 90.3 FM.
For an idol, I'll join and sing the
Grace, grace, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. I got this, cause you got this. You call strength out of my weakness. I got this, cause you got this. Your power here in me made perfect. I got this, cause you got this. You call strength out of my weakness. I got this, cause you got this.
Shadow of your goodness follows me. In my darkest valleys, when evil surrounds me, I will not fear. Your presence is here, it's over me. Constant mercies, great is your faithfulness, great is your grace, great is your grace. Unabandoned, new each day, great is your faithfulness, great is your grace, great is your grace.
Get up out of here. You're tuning into Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3. You just heard Phil Thompson with Constant Mercies. Before that, Kiera Sheard with Grace. By the grace of God, those who are celebrating birthdays can truly be happy and blessed and thankful. So I'm sending birthday blessings and shout outs and love, belated and current, to my co-hosts Christopher and Jennifer. Since I wasn't here to celebrate with you guys last week, I want to send a belated birthday blessing to Mac Thornhill, who turned 60, singer extraordinaire, my baby sister Cassie Rivieras, my ex love of my life Maurice Soso, and his twin sister celebrated a birthday this past week. Our supplier of the word of the day every now and again by Pastor Omar Jarvis, he celebrated a birthday this past week. Also, my very musical and talented cousin Brooklyn Thorne just celebrated, I believe he's 24 or 25. Love you, my baby cuz. All right, so we're going to get up out of here. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday to Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3, between the hours of 6 and 9 to get your gospel needs served. It's been a great show. Thank you for listening. I hope we did the job well this morning. Shout out to Jennifer, of course, who is at home getting the necessary rest because she's getting ready to bring her bundle of joy into the world. We got, what, a month and a half to go? Guys, the countdown is on. All right, so we're going to get up out of here with Ty Tribbett and Greater Anointing with No Way. Be blessed, Bon Courage. Chris, anything you got to say, bro?
No? For rolls?
It's been a great show. Be blessed, everybody.
All I see is blessings, got no time for stressing. Don't believe in failures in my life, it's only lessons. They just making room for what I'm on now. I don't got a clue, but I know the one who does know how. Oh wow. It's like I'm learning the game with the maker I already know now. Destiny has my name, know it's coming, it'll never go.
I know that we all gonna be alright. We gon' make it through if it takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos una mirada y comentario de las actividades culturales de Montreal con nuestras recomendaciones a cargo de Daniel Lara. También tendremos el resumen noticioso semanal de lo que acontece en América Latina, en el